Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. It's Friday.
Kill him with the shoulders.
All right, now, later on in the show, we're going to decide if Oprah is being a good friend or just throwing some major shade at her best friend, Gail, Gary.
Oh, man.
And Gary hits the red carpet for the season 2 premiere of Growing Up Hip Hop. But first, let's introduce our better halves out in L.A. What's up, Heidi? What's up, Ray?
Well, I want to talk about Mariah Carey. I know Mariah is Brat's best friend, and Mariah Carey has launched a tea collection. Now, you may remember, she was, of course, performing New Year's Rockin' Eve. She killed it. She's there with Ryan Seacrest. And in between songs, you may remember Mariah Carey saying, talking to the audience.
I was told there would be tea.
Yes. And then later, she Instagrammed a photo of herself drinking her tea. That, of course, goes viral. And now she is so smart. What a businesswoman. Now she is sort of capitalizing on that. She's got a website called MariahPride.com. Here are a bunch of the sayings on the t-shirts and mugs. One is, found my tea. There's another one that says, I was told there would be tea. The teacup tea, and I was told there would be tea mug.
Let me tell you something, Miss Hyde, honey. That is definitely copyright infringement, honey.
Why?
Because you know damn well Mariah knows, honey, that Dish Nation has a mug, honey, and she saw me sipping tea. And somebody in there probably told her about it, and that's probably why she did it. And I am Gary with the tea.
All right, y'all, we've got a Dish Nation exclusive. Well, y'all, actress Michelle Williams will likely be on a few more red carpets this award season. And there's that one thing that will definitely be in her clutch. Guess what that is?
What?
Her toothbrush.
I know, that's right.
Well, our sources say Michelle is very particular about her teeth and always wants to keep her pearly whites looking shiny and clean, particularly after eating her favorite treat at parties, desserts.
Now, I love this. And as a woman, I get it. She won't have clean teeth. The only worry is that if a guy sees that, he thinks you're down.
What do you mean, Heidi? Wait, y'all brush y'all teeth before y'all do that?
Next day, wake up, brush.
Yeah.
My mind went all the way there.
No. Well, dang, Portia.
Right. I'm like, I can do it right now.
Oh, my God. Our sources says Michelle took a toothbrush with her to the HBO Globes after party Sunday night. And after heading straight for the dessert area, she picked up a chocolate tart and fruit fondant and then promptly pulled out a toothbrush and began cleaning her teeth in front of everybody, honey.
Oh, but you know what? Sweets, your mouth is already good. Like, I would think if you're eating salads or something funky like seafood. Yeah, onions.
Yep. No, you don't want to get chocolate or any nuts in your teeth.
Preaching to the choir, sister.
Very forbid.
I need to know what's a fondant.
I hear the producers of All the Money in the World gave her that toothbrush that she's carrying around with her from the set. And if you look in Mark Wahlberg's wallet, he has a whole dentist office.
She got one brush.
All right, so it's that time of the week when we send you into the weekend feeling good. It's
Feel Good Friday.
I send a big shout out to New York City, especially New Yorker Frederick Joseph, who wanted to give back to his community in a big way. And with Black Panther hitting theaters next month, he decided to try and raise money to send 300 kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Harlem to go for free. So Frederick set up a GoFundMe page with a $10,000 goal, and thanks to so many donors, they've more than tripled the amount of money that they was trying to get. And so far, they got $36,000.
Oh, that's amazing. Whoa, it is. Great.
So with that, 1,000 kids at the club is going to get to go, and extra proceeds is going to go to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Harlem.
Oh, nice. nice.
Does he need a date for the event?
Seriously, Portia, is he single? Ooh. I mean, you and...
Yeah. Mm. He is very handsome.
He
with
is.
A giving heart. I like that.
But the sad takeaway from this is...
What?
Movies are expensive as hell.
They are. For real, it's like $12.
Man.
That's a lot.
That's just the movie. That's not... Can I get some popcorn, some nachos, maybe a diet slice?
Right. That's why you gotta feed your date before she go.
Oh, come on, Portia. You know you don't go to the concession stand. She's going and stuffing her purse full of stuff before she goes to the movies, right?
I order stuff at the movies like a damn buffet. I be like, I want nachos with cheese. I want some popcorn with extra butter.
And you want a fruit fondant.
Nah. Well, most of us at this point have taken down our Christmas lights and put them away with ornaments and everything else. I've seen so many dead Christmas trees along the side of the road, which is the saddest scene ever.
Yeah.
But one woman out here in L.A. Wasn't quite done with her Christmas tree. She wanted to get a refund. So,
what?
Yes. Someone standing in line at Costco in the returns took this picture of this woman who's standing there with her large, dying Christmas tree. What did Costco do? Well, they shamed her a little for bringing it back.
Well, yeah.
But they gave her a full refund.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, that's cool.
Customer service.
But only a white woman would pull that stunt, honey.
Baby.
Right?
Or you.
You cheap ass. Sure
you are the white woman.
That's right.
Well, none of us has got to be a white woman on this show.
Right.
Let it be Gary.
Right.
Okay.
All right, y'all, so award season is in full swing, and last night the Critics' Choice Award went down in L.A. Like, you know, the shows are usually full of glamour and glitz, but a lot of stars have the toughest job of them all.
And what's that?
Acting like you happy when you lose.
They gotta get it down to a science.
You know, they'd be looking so regal when their name gets called.
And they have that camera right on you.
Most of them just try to freeze.
You'd be like...
But even him, Jackman, failed to fake his happiness when he lost Best Actor to James Franco at the Golden Globe. He looked like he couldn't believe it.
Oh.
Like,
really?
Yeah. I see why he lost. He's a bad actor. Like, come on, dude.
Like, we want to see him turn into Wolverine.
Exactly.
I want to see him Logan mad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Look at his hands. You can see the claws coming out of his knuckles a little bit.
But now Get Out star Lil-Rel Howery is revealing the secret behind Hollywood's award season. He pretty much said, some people do a practice face if you lose. I don't know if I could do that. Just don't ever put the camera on me. And dude is right. Because some people aren't great at faking it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Gary. Like, sometimes you have a tough time hiding your emotions. See, when you're doing that, when you're doing that right there, you are not happy.
You're about to kill somebody right now. You're fake.
Like, if you could read my mind.
Like, the more teeth you see on Gary, the more he's dying and angry on the inside.
Right.
When them eyes squint and get tighter.
He's holding in his tears.
All right, guys, what if I told you that all you need to do to lose weight is sleep?
I would say you're insomnia.
That's a damn lie. The way I hibernated on the break, ain't no way.
I know. It's a real thing, though. It's a study, and they're saying that obesity has been linked to lack of sleep, and if we could get 90 more minutes per night, that is the key to weight loss.
90 more minutes on top of the 8 we're supposed to get, or what?
Just 90 more minutes of whatever you've got going on, if you can get another 90 minutes in.
Here's the thing. They're saying is sleep, because for that 90 minutes, you're not getting up and eating.
Yeah, and if, you know, you get real hungry around, like, what 10, 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah. And that's true. Just go to bed. Like, I've done that when I'm trying to be good. I'm like, it's like 6:30 in the evening, and I'm like, I guess I'll just go to bed. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be eating.
Yes, I've actually sat on Uber Eats until all the restaurants closed. And then I was like, let me just take my fat ass to sleep. I went to bed. It was so sad. They were, like, disappearing as I was looking at them. I was like,
no.
Popping like bubbles.
Right.
But this whole thing ain't gonna work if you're one of those people who fall asleep because you ate.
Right.
Oh, but yeah, but I do that. That's why I don't eat lunch, because if I've got anything else to do, I'm out. I'm like a baby. You feed me, I go right to sleep.
Right. But see, big people wake back up to eat.
Right.
Again. I don't think I understand. I got a real big girl inside of me, and this is what we do.
Well, Messy Gary hit the red carpet for Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. Let's see what kind of trouble he got in after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Last night was the season 2 premiere for Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. And you know, honey, that we were there for the premiere party. Right, Brad?
That right. Sure was.
sitting here with the man of the hour himself, Mr. Bow Wow. Bow Wow, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I feel good.
Okay, so Bow Wow, okay, honey, growing up hip-hop, we know you're one of the executive producers of this show, honey, so you know all about it. What can we expect from Bow Wow this season?
Oh, well, for me,
I heard you turning up.
Yeah, most definitely. I am. Expect me and Brat going at it a little bit. She's a little heated at me for a lot of reasons.
But who is she?
No, that's big sis. I mean, to you, it's like, that you see her every day. I don't got to deal with Brat every day.
See?
You know what I'm saying? I don't got to deal with you every day, Brat, so you know. But nah, expect a lot of tension between me and Brat, me and Jermaine, and just, this was more real, and I think the people are gonna love season two better because they got a chance to grow with us, and now everybody knows, you know what I mean, majority of the cast. So it's gonna be interesting, but it's a lot of drama though.
You know, Jermaine, I noticed, I'm looking at you. Now you have on a different color sunglasses. I always kind of was looking at you. I always monitor your sunglasses. Now you usually wear yellow. So now what are you doing? You switching up on us?
I mean, you see the color of the jacket, right? It gotta go with the jacket. You know how to do it. You know what I mean, little.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean. You gotta have that. What they call it? Coordinating. Yeah.
You gotta coordinate, honey.
Yeah.
Mwah, mwah. Okay, Cynthia, what's new for 2018? First of all, we're gonna start off with that, honey.
Okay, everything. Bigger and better.
Bigger and better, honey.
Yes.
All right, so Cynthia, now you have so much going on. You got the eyeglass line. Didn't you have a linen line or something?
I have Cargo by Cynthia Bailey. I have a candle line that just launched. And of course, you know, I have the Bailey Agency School of Fashion. And I'm newly single still, so.
Cynthia, why are you newly single now? So this guy, is he not gonna work? I'm not gonna swear I saw you with some guy, honey.
No, I didn't say that. He's working out. I like Will quite a bit, but I'm still dating.
All right, she's still dating.
Hi.
You're looking fabulous as always.
Honey, I try to. You know what? It's so dry out here. I had to go in the fried chicken grease and smear it on my legs because I did not want to be ashy, honey.
Well, baby, you're not ashy at all, honey. So, Kenya, honey, 2018, honey, what's new for Kenya Moore Daily, honey? You're looking fabulous, honey. You're married.
Oh,
you're
wow.
Wearing a sparkler, honey. What's going on with Kenya?
A lot. My life is just changing every day. It's so many great things. My hair care line is doing well, Kenya Moore Hair Care. We're expanding. We're in more and more retail outlets now. We're in the mall here.
And that's what I was going to say, bitch, they can't come for you. I saw your commercials, honey, and you are in high-end retail.
Yeah, we have commercials running now, so we're doing really, really great. And I'm just expanding the business. And
you expanding the business and just letting them flap their gum.
Exactly, honey. You don't tell them, you show them.
Okay, you don't tell them, you show them.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You're looking fabulous, honey. You ready for the occasion?
3 pounds, yes.
All right, bitch. She lost 3 pounds, honey.
Yes, I got all the tea, the big tea.
So, all right. Well, good. The boys like your milkshake, bring all the boys to the yard.
Yeah.
So, okay, growing up hip-hop, you grew up hip-hop.
Yes, I definitely did. My father is Jermaine Dupri. Even though I didn't live in the same household as him, I still got the whole experience.
Well, that's good. And not just on you got the Holy Spirit, you got some of that money.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know.
No. All right.
Everything cheap.
All right, baby. So, Bow Wow, so what is one of the things that Mama just didn't understand?
Why I like the strip club so much. Yeah, like, you know, my mom, yeah, they just don't understand it's a new era, it's a new time. My mama like, don't wipe, no strip. I'm like, what?
Have you ever been to Swingin' Richards?
No.
Yes, and you know what, honey? Now that I went through all this spill, honey, now I need to go get powdered up on that. Should I say, I need to go get dusted, honey, because, honey, my check is about to roll through, honey, because I'm doing the Q&A. Since Mr. Smiley could not make it tonight, I'm going to sit in the big seat, honey. Okay? Make no error. Woo! Oh, baby, those girls are singing, baby. They singing for Jesus, honey. Oh, they do extra for their man. All right, honey. Bye, y'all, honey. Woo!
Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Yeah. It's time for Ticket or Skip It.
I love, because I love movies.
You sound excited. Oh, real
excited.
I'm excited
about this one. Proud Mary hits theaters today.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Taraji P. Henson as a hit woman whose life is turned upside down after a hit job goes wrong, leaving her to look after an orphan young boy. Check it out.
You a cop?
Not exactly.
Woo!
I'm married.
Oh, like, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be awesome. It reminds me of, like, The Long Kiss Goodnight with Charlie Baltimore. Just when, just badass bitches just killing it and shooting people and just, being bad.
Oh, I'm a ticket because I love Proud Mary. I love the song Tina Turner, Proud Mary. It's going to make me want to do the dance.
Go for it.
Oh, God.
Nice.
That is the prettiest static ticket, I think. So, Brat, obviously, you're in, right?
Oh, 10 tickets.
Portia?
Oh, I'm in. I'm so in.
Ticket for me, this seems like the role that Taraji P. Henson was born to play.
Yes.
And I love action-packed movies, man, especially with women kicking butt. So, that's an in for me. And shout out to the Hennessy shot. Like, you know.
Yes, Hennessy shot.
Come on, product placement. Okay. Yes. Well, with all the Golden Globes talk about Oprah and her inspiring speech, nobody talked about the most important story.
What?
Girl? Well, that night, Oprah shared a video on her Instagram of her and her bestie getting dressed. And, well, let's just say she's the best friend ever. Oh, how sweet.
And then the dress.
Okay, get your elbows. Hey, little Ash Wednesday on the elbows there.
This is how you have to scoot down.
Yeah. I think you need to change your glasses.
Ashy?
Yeah. Yes, they are. Your elbows are
ashy. I forgot my black glasses and forgot my real. I have some dark gray ones.
Okay. Derek, can you give her some,
Yeah, I'm getting it now.
Need some cream for the elbows. Hello. Getting dressed.
Man, I need a friend like Oprah.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Because y'all
all
be letting me go out just any old way. You guys, my camera person, Sylvia.
What?
One person said, like, my elbows look like, you know, like the rest of my body was in color and my elbows were in black and white.
Like, Gary's ankles are always so ashy. Like, he's just been dancing in flour. And we tell him, I keep some lotion in that drawer over there. And be like, Gary, here's some lotion for those things.
I don't like bending down in the morning.
You'll bend down at night, though, won't you,
well,
bitch?
Well, not being grabbed. My ankles are grabbed. So.
Ain't nobody grabbing your ankles.
Well, for all the rest of you out there with ashy elbows, I've got the perfect solution to cover them up in style. Grab yourself a new Dish Nation hoodie at dishnation.com/dishgear and save yourself from getting called out.
That little, this little right here gonna get 100
the extra. Debauchery sale. And debauchery over here.
Plus sell the shirt.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, IKEA has come up with an interesting marketing campaign. They want you to pee on their magazine.
What?
Should I explain?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, the magazine says, quote, peeing on this ad may change your life. And you simply pee on the marked area. And if you're pregnant, you get a discount on a baby crib.
So how do you know you're pregnant? The positive shows up on the piece of paper?
The price of the crib lowers. So the price of the crib is $9.95. If you are pregnant, it drops to, let's say, $4.95.
But this discriminates for the unpregnant. And I want to buy a crib.
What? You just want to have a crib.
Well, if I was going to buy a crib as a gift for somebody else who's pregnant.
Right. Or what if I'm a mom and I'm getting ready to adopt a newborn baby? I can't bring in my pee-soaked dad.
The adopted parents. Well, they have all that extra cash anyway,
that
right?
That's discrimination.
Maybe it's not even for the crib. Maybe the $4.95 is for you pee on the stick, find out you're pregnant, and you get the IKEA baby.
Ooh, the IKEA, but you have
to put it comes
together.
In three different boxes, and it's all like over the warehouse.
And then one has no arm, and then the others has two, like an extra.
You end up with like three extra fingers, and you're like, okay, I guess we'll keep them in case we need them.
Don't want to discriminate.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.